Okay, so at this stage, you now have your product. You now have your physical product. And so we need to put it in front of customers. We need to get people to purchase it. And the way we do that is via our sales page. And so what I want to do now is have a look at creating our very own sales page. In the spirit of the rest of this training, I want to chunk it down. We're going to use this sales page on a WSO. The benefits, as I've sort of implied early on with WSO, is that firstly, it is going to bring automatic traffic. As I say, there are thousands of people that are on the Warrior Forum at any time of the day. There will be an element of that those viewers that will look at your product. So it's going to give us that automatic traffic. It also automatically provides an affiliate program if we're providing that via JVZoo. So WSO product promoted on JVZoo is going to give us everything we need. So, returning to what's going to go on this sales page. Well, it's going to be a 9-step process. And what I'm going to do is look at each of these elements in turn. What I'm also going to do is provide you with a PDF quick reference sales page template so that you're not having to listen to this each time you're creating your sales page. You can just refer to this quick reference guide. Okay, so the first thing you're going to do is create a headline. Now, I have to state that you will find other people will show you other ways to create sales pages, and there are going to be more sophisticated ways. You might even say better ways of creating a sales page, and that's great. What I want to do is, in the sort of theme of this, is to show you an easy way that makes sure that you get something up quick. You know, if you do this in the right way, people are going to want it anyway and get in there and buy it. So anyway, so we want to create a headline that explains exactly what your product is providing. So for example, in the case of the product that I'm doing here, I might do something like how to create a product and get it up and running as a WSO, pulling in income and building your list within 4 hours starting from scratch. You know, that tells people everything they want to know. You know, if people are looking to build their list, to pull in income, to create a WSO, to create a product, and they want to do it quickly, then this is going to attract them. So that's our first point of call. The next is we want to state the big problem. You know, this is the problem that you found from earlier. This is the problem that you're trying to answer with your product. You know, this is the problem that your potential customer is having, whether it be bad breath, a lack of traffic, no product, etc. You know, what is the problem that your product is going to answer? So again, as an example, in my case here, I might put something like, until you create your own products, you are not in control of your own business. However, creating a problem from scratch when you have no experience seems like a daunting task. Having created this problem, actually stating the problem, we now want to ask questions to relate the problem to our to the potential customers. So, for example, in my case, I might be asking, do you get frustrated when affiliates turn down your request to promote their products? Do you get frustrated when everyone and their brother seems to be creating a WSO and you don't even know where to start? Do you seem to be putting in huge amounts of efforts? This is one of the reasons not to script it. This is the one part of this audio that I am reading out, and you can see now why not to script things. Do you seem to be putting in huge amounts of effort, but just don't seem to be getting the rewards that others online are talking about? So asking questions to relate the problem to them. Now we want to agitate the problem. Really go to town on why their problem is a biggie. It's almost the equivalent of prodding a wound. You want to make them so uncomfortable about the situation that they need to do something about it. They need to buy your product. So, again, as an example of what I might put in my sales page, and I don't know, this may have been in it, I may have changed it, I don't know. Those who are making it big online are the ones with products of their own that they can promote and sell. Without your own products, you will never really have a real business. Without your own product, you're at the mercy of the whims of others. Okay, so you've personalized it, you've told them what they're going to get, you've highlighted the problem, you've personalized the problem to them, you've prodded that wound so that it really is uncomfortable. So now you're going to show them why you understand what they're going through. You're going to build a rapport. I spoke earlier about rapport. Getting rapport with your customers is extremely useful. Getting rapport with a reader will get them to do things that you want them to do more readily. Let's face it, you're much more likely to purchase something from someone that you know and like than someone that you have no idea about. And that's because that rapport is already there. And the way that we're going to do that is something I call the feel, felt, found method. I know how you feel. I felt the same way, but what I found is the general gist. So as an example of what I might include, and this may be in the sales page when I come to write it. It may have been changed slightly, but if you are frustrated or annoyed at the moment about not having your own products, I know exactly what you are feeling. There's the feel. For years, I farted around looking for the easy way of making it online. I felt I didn't have the skills, the knowledge, or ability to create a product of my own. There's the felt. And then we have the found. However, when I finally listened to those who were successful, I realized that the only way to be really successful was to have my own product. So we're getting that rapport with the reader that we know the pain that they're going through because we went through exactly the same pain, but we found an answer that we want to share with them. So at this stage, we're going to tell them what you've created. You're going to let them know exactly what they're going to get, what it's going to do for them. So, an example for my particular product here, following the trial and error of the early days and the soaking up of all I could read, I finally started to develop a process that would allow me from a standing start to create a product, get it up and running, and ensure that it had a near endless stream of traffic in a matter of hours. Now, I've made a recording that reveals this whole process in a simple step-by-step process. All the detail, all the information you need so that you too can create your own products in lightning quick time. What you're going to get is, and then I'll go on to explaining exactly the elements of the product. We've done that, the major part of it now. We really, we've told them what the problem is. We've related that problem to them. We've agitated it. We've prodded that wound. We've now told them what we've created and how it's going to help them. What we now need to do is to ask for that sale. Now that they're at the keenest to buy, we need to ask them for the sale. This is where we need to put in our buy it now button. At this stage, we want them to have no doubts, we want them to have no fears about purchasing your item. And this is where the refund comes in. So the next stage, the next element of our sales page is the refund offer. There's no mystique about why you see this so often. It's because you want people to understand that there is no risk in purchasing your item. Now, the fact is, and I know this from experience, that very, very, very few people will take you up on your refund. So, there's no risk from you as a product provider in putting a refund there. But there's a lot of upside in that people have that warm glow that the that they have that option if they really want to. And then what I would do as a final step is to scare them one last time, with an ultimatum. Basically get this or get left behind, lose your business. So really hit them hard at the end, just again re-emphasizing that problem and what it means to them. That it could mean that they finally give up on their dream of their online business or whatever it may be. But it will make sure that they get really understand that they need to purchase the answer to the problem from you. It's not sophisticated, but it is effective. As with the rest of this, yeah, I'm going to say it again. Don't over polish it, get it out there. If you really are feeling a little bit uncomfortable, you're still not quite sure, even with this template that I'm going to give you, then take a look at some of the other WSOs, especially those ones that have done well. And rule of thumb, if there are lots and lots of views, it means that particular product has been bumped lots of times, which again probably equates to it being very successful. So have a look at those. Don't look at too many again. Don't overanalyze this. Don't be a perfectionist. And of course, don't copy. But pick up ideas. What are the concepts that caught your attention? What are the bits that made you want to perhaps explore more, want to purchase that? Use it for ideas, but don't do too much analysis. It's an excuse that we can sometimes give ourselves. Oh yeah, but I was doing research. Yeah, doing research takes time. Fears and doubts. Okay, so we've got our sales page. It's now just a matter of creating the actual WSO itself, and this is a very simple and straightforward process. All you need to do is go into the WSO forum. If you're not already a member of Warrior Forum, obviously you have to do that, and very straightforward to set that up. I'm going to assume that you are a member. Go to the special offer forum, hit the new thread button, and write the sales page using the pointers that I've already spoken about. Some people may have actually written it before on a Word document or something like that, and perhaps in the early days you'll want to do that. But once you've got more familiar with it, again, to save time and effort, write it actually in the forum. Why not? Include elements like highlighting, perhaps the title you might want to make bigger and bold and red to bring it out. Make sure there's spacing in there. You will know the general appearance of a good WSO by looking at others. So write in there. As I say, if you can write it straight in there, it's going to save you time and effort. You do get the option of seeing what it will look like. There's a little button that allows you to do that. But once you're happy that you've got it in there, click on the submit button. At the time of recording this, the process is that when you actually submit that, you'll be asked to pay for the WSO, which currently is $20 or just under $20. So pay that. Once the moderators have accepted the idea of your particular project, of your WSO, it will go live and we're off and running. The process to actually add the WSO onto JVZoo, I'm not going to go into here because it's slightly more in depth. It's very simple, but it's slightly more in depth. What I've done is actually linked to via the download page to a video that shows you exactly how you can set up a JVZoo product. So we have our product set up. I just want to have a look at the download page. Now it's quite easy to think, yep, yeah, we've done it, we've got our product on WSO. Or as a WSO, we've got people coming in, they're purchasing, etc. This element takes it a step above. This is where you are going to make most effective and efficient use of your offer. And what we're going to do is we're going to utilize the download page to do more than just distribute your particular product. And the first thing is we can include an upsell, an offer to a higher price item. Now, it's not in the scope of this particular training, but you may very well have created a sales funnel, and so that your initial product has an upsell. As I say, it's not in the scope of this training, although hopefully in the future I will bring something out that deals with that. But here on the download page, even without your sales funnel, you can include an upsell. To choose an upsell, there are certain things that make it most effective. First of all, and most importantly, it has to be a related product. It's no good. If you're dealing with or have produced a product that shows people how to train their dogs and then have an upsell that goes into watercolor painting, they have to be related closely. And the closer they are related, the more likely people are to actually benefit from that, to actually invest in that. The product itself, it can be one of your own. If you have products that you've s started to set up already, then why not have your own as a product? Alternatively, it could be an affiliate product. It doesn't really matter, as long as you have some sort of upsell there. Because let's face it, someone has just invested, has just opened their wallet to invest in something that you are offering. They're therefore going to be in a buying frame of mind. And if you present something to them that will help them further, there is a high probability or possibility that they may actually invest. The other thing I would suggest is that I highly recommend continuity programs, memberships, etc., where there is an ongoing income. Because looking at the idea of efficiency and effectiveness, you only need to sell a continuity program once to get ongoing income. So you don't have to, but I highly recommend your upsell is one of these continuity programs. As well as our upsell, I would also recommend including a free bonus. Now, these free bonuses can take several guises, and I've used all of these. The first one, which you don't often see, this is something that you don't often see, but has worked tremendously well for myself, is using free WSOs. If you go on to Warrior Plus as an affiliate and search the marketplace, you will see there are a number of free WSOs. Now, you might say to me, well, Andy, what surely all I'm going to do is help the product owner build their list. And of course, there is an element of that. But the best free WSOs will be part of a sales funnel and therefore will actually bring in income. So what you need to do to search for the best of these is look for WSOs, free WSO offers that are over 50% conversion and have a visitor value of somewhere, well, I like to look for 50 cents or above. So in other words, on average, for every visitor that comes in, you're going to earn 50 cents. Now, in the real world, it doesn't work out like that. You obviously get bigger chunks, but less often. But this is a good indication of what's actually converting. So here is an offer, free WSO. People, initially they like the look of it, especially if it again related to what your initial product. They go in, it's free, so they're likely to buy it, but they're in this buying frame of mind and therefore are more likely to invest in the upsells, which brings in that income to you. The next type of free bonus are pay-per-lead or PPL offers, and this is where someone will actually pay you when someone signs up to their free offer. So unlike the WSO, they don't have to actually invest in the upsells for you to actually make money on this. And the reason they can do that is that they'll have highly tested their funnel, and they know that on average a subscriber is worth, let's say, $1. So they are then happy to pay 50 cents for each of those subscribers. The best place to find the latest PPL programs is to search for PPL on Facebook and get access to the groups that are promoting them. And you can find the best ones to use on there. So then just sign up for them. That will give you a link, and you then just need to include that link on your download page. And finally, the final free bonus that you might want to consider is one for ClickBanking. Now, again, ClickBanking is outside of the scope of this training, but in essence, ClickBanking is all about you providing clicks on somebody else's offer in return for clicks to your offer. So this get my teeth back in. This ClickBanking offer is just a matter of you getting their link. It'll be a monitored link, and for every X number of clicks you get on that, they will then provide that back to you. So again, although this doesn't bring in income, it will bring in extra traffic. Okay, right. So far on here on our download page, we've obviously got the download for our product, we have our upsell, we have our free bonuses, whether they be free WSO, a PPL, or a ClickBanking link. The next bit leads me to the perpetual motion strategy, and this is the affiliate promotion. So on your download page, what you're going to do is create a promotion to potential affiliates. So you're going to tell them how much they could earn from promoting your particular offer, and a link to an affiliate link to wherever that is actually hosted. So in our case, onto the JVZoo marketplace. So that's what I want to go into next with the perpetual motion strategy.